Good evening, everyone. Broadcasting live March 26th. Today's quote is a excuse me for saying it's a generic quote, because there's nothing really generic about it, except it is something that appears in the Tipitaka in lots of different places. In fact, I'm not sure that this is where he's taking it from, but it's the references to the Salaika Sutta, which is to Chunda, sorry. The Salaika Sutta is a very interesting sutta, it's actually quite dense, but Mahasi Sayadaw wrote a book on it, gave talks, and then turned it into a book, which is very much worth reading. Salaika Sutta, commentary by Mahasi Sayadaw, very much worth reading. That's not what this quote is about, though. The quote is tacked on at the end. Yang ko satara karniyang savakanang. Whatever a teacher, whatever should be done by a teacher for his students. Hite sina anukampakena anukampang upadaya. Out of compassion, with reference to compassion, the teacher who is compassionate, who is thinking of or desiring the welfare of those students. Katang wo tang maya, done for you that is by me. Done for you that by me. It's very Yoda. Pali, katang dan wo for you, tang that maya by me. Katang wo tang maya, I have done that for you, or that has been done for you by me. They're very passive, they have a lot of passive in Pali and Sanskrit. Twist things around. Instead of saying, I have done that for you, they say, that was done for you by me. I need to do as your teacher. It means I've taught you what you need to know, basically. Etani, over there. Chunda. Rukamulani, those tree roots. Etani sunyagarani, over there are empty huts. Jayata, Chunda. Meditate, Chunda. Mapamadatta. Don't be negligent. Mapachavi partisarino ahuvatta. Ahuvatta is interesting. I think that's like a future perfect or something. Don't be one who has... I don't know, ahuvatta is... What is that? Maybe that's panchami or something. I forget. Don't be one who... who is vipatisarino, who is feels guilty afterwards, or is vexed by their negligence afterwards. Ma pachha vipatti sarino abhuvata. Ayanko amhakang anusasani. This is my exhortation to all of you. So this is the Buddha's standard exhortation, and it's interesting for many reasons, but for the one reason specifically that it hints at the idea of simplicity or contentment in learning. He's saying, look, I've taught you, now enough of that. He's basically saying enough. That's enough. Now go meditate. Directing the conversation, directing the attention of the students. When I teach meditation at McMaster, these 5-minute meditation lessons, it's interesting the range of responses. I don't have enough feedback yet to gauge what the fruit of the teaching is, but I get the feeling that for some people they're just looking for information. You know, maybe the idea of meditation sounds good or something, but I mean, absolutely not all. I mean, many people are actually into it, but you know, sometimes it's easy to say I want to meditate. It's easy to say I should meditate. It's easy to pick up a book and learn how to meditate. It's easy to take a lesson on meditation. But it's a whole other thing to sit down and say, oh yeah, I've, you know, what that means is actually meditating, actually paying attention, actually doing something. Jayata bhikkhave, jayata chayata. Meditate. And this, why that's interesting to me is because I get lots of questions and lots of inquiries. People, talked about many times, asking questions about their life. How do I deal with this? How do I deal with that? And this quote speaks to that. It speaks to me in that way. That, you know, it reflects some of the dilemma there of, you know, wanting to help people, but trying to explain to people what is really helpful. It's not talking, or, you know, there's no solution. It's not like there's anything I'm going to say that's going to fix your problem, and then, aha, that information will allow me to solve my problems. That's not it. You know, we want to fix things. We so want to fix everything. When in fact, that's really the wrong way of looking at things. There is no fix. And you have to begin to accept that things are broken. That there's an intrinsic, like Leonard Cohen said, there's a crack in everything. Everything is broken. And to stop trying to find solutions and to start understanding problems, you know, understanding the nature of the experiences behind the problems. And so on. So, in that vein, I'm not going to talk too much. Probably already talked more than I should. I should have just said, ah, you see, the Buddha says, go meditate. That's enough for tonight. But no, I have to. It's the duty of a teacher to instruct and to advise and to explain. And so here I've hopefully done a little bit of that. If anyone has any questions about their meditation, I will post the hangout. I missed Second Life today, though it sounds like maybe I had already discussed that I would be missing it. It just totally skipped my mind, so probably at some point I did say I'm going to probably be too busy this weekend. I can't remember. I'm writing my essay. Slow going. And so we've kind of worked out, sounds like month of June I'll be away in Asia. So, you know, if you want to meet me in Thailand, I'd probably be there about 2 weeks. It's probably not worth going for 2 weeks to Thailand. If you're in Thailand or in Asia, you're welcome to come with me. You can come meet my teacher. But it would probably just be a brief meeting. He's very old and probably still very tired. Overworked. So yeah, that's something. That's everything. Nothing else. That's all I can think of. No questions, and I'm gonna say goodnight. Go meditate.